And now, 5 Good Minutes.
Harassment in the workplace. A couple of stories this morning. Nationally, you'll see this play out. NBA issuing a statement. Sports Illustrated is going with a story about the Dallas Mavericks organization. NBA responding, saying the alleged conduct runs counter to the steadfast commitment the league has for its teams to foster a safe, respectful, and welcoming workplace for all employees. Several stories about the environment Mark Cuban has in the front office in Dallas. Meanwhile, around here, our Catherine Bosley, CatherineBosley.com, uncovering some jaw-dropping workplace assault harassment charges against a local fast food manager. Catherine, good morning. What'd you find?
Good morning. Well, this is incredible. This case was just filed with the Summit County Common Pleas Court last week. It's in regards to a manager. His name is Mr. Schiminelli, Michael Schiminelli. I believe it's pronounced that way. And the charges against him from 6 plaintiffs, 5 of them are women, 1 is an openly gay man, and most of them were underage during these alleged incidents. They're just jaw-dropping. Allegations include things like he'd approach these people from behind, grabbing at their hips, rubbing his pelvic region against their buttocks, brushing his hands against their breasts as he was walking past them. I mean, this list goes on and on and on. This is at a company called BurgerFi. It's basically a gourmet fast food burger joint, and it's based in Florida. And that's where this gentleman was originally from, Florida, and he came up here about a year and a half ago or so and started running the 2 restaurants in our area, which include one in Cuyahoga Falls and one in the Mentor area. So when I got my hands on this lawsuit, I was floored, and it so goes with irrelevant to today's environment, and it's such a red flag, I think, to teenagers who are out there working and to their parents who, you know, maybe the kids aren't really that much aware of what's going on. And these kids, though, they band together, and they kind of figured out that they really have something here, and this is wrong, and they're not going to endure this kind of workplace environment any longer.
So it's in the it's in the courts, the suit. Is he still at the company?
He is on leave or suspended, and that just happened recently,
okay,
apparently. So, and he lives in the area. Now, I reached out to him, I reached out to his superior, I reached out to his company, and I've gotten nothing in return. I got no response from him. But, you know, he's no stranger to the law either. Apparently, there was a case about him in Florida where he apparently came out against a woman, perhaps even brutally, a woman that he knew was pregnant. So that was apparently a big problem here. He roughed up a young lady, and he apparently was bragging about doing it a little bit. So he was boasting, apparently, to other BurgerFi employees, allegedly. So you can find his mugshot pretty easily. So this is something that happened apparently a while ago, and he was technically employed with the company. So that's a bit alarming.
Catherine's story is at CatherineBosley.com. Let me get you out of here on this. I mentioned that these, a part of the people in the suit were underage. And, you know, look, as a parent, my goodness, you got enough you think you're worried about nowadays. And, you know, you're proud your kid's got a job, all of a sudden you're dropping them off. You got to remind them, too, about the workplace and how they should be treated, right?
Oh, absolutely. You know, we hear about this kind of thing happening to adult women all the time who say nothing, who they're afraid, and they keep quiet until recently they're starting to come forward. So you can only imagine when we're talking about kids how they're confused and not sure what they should do about it. You know, in this one instance here, he's accused of pushing a girl against a wall, physically turning around, pulling her by her ponytail and putting his hand or forearm into the small of her back, raising his hand like he was going to hit her. And it's taken a while for her to come forward and to join in on this case. So you got to wonder what was going on in the minds of these kids as they're going to work. Is this what the workplace is going to be like? And you got to understand, I mean, a trial like this, it can go on for years. So you got to give it to these kids to have the courage to come forward and the commitment to know that their lives are going to be held up in a court for some time.
Absolutely. 18-page complaint filed in Summit County Common Pleas Court. Catherine Bosley on the story. Find out more about this and more about this whole issue at her site, CatherineBosley.com. Thanks. Have a good day.
Thank you. You too.